Welcome back.
We are here for episode 2 of the Hustler Lifestyle Conversations, and I have a special guest, you know, coming from the Midwest pretty much. I mean, I don't know if you want to say Chicago, Atlanta, the Lou, you know, 618, the whole metropolitan, you know. But my homegirl, man, we met a few years ago. Been my homie ever since. I mean, you know, definitely in there for the people, a community service leader, you know what I'm saying? A teacher as well, you know. Shit, just all around just a great human being. I admire this woman so much. It's not a whole lot that I could really say in such a short little intro, but don't mind if I do introduce Millie. You know, my homegirl Amelia, come on, pop a squat.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Let my blunt go out a little bit.
It's been a long time coming. I think it was like 2015.
I was trying to think of the year and I couldn't pinpoint it. I thought it was 2017 though.
Okay.
Unless we met before I graduated.
It was before you graduated. It was a birthday party. You remember?
You're right. Yeah. You're right. It was birthday party. Yeah.
It's been
2015, 20. It might have been that 2016 summer.
It was the
summer.
It was around there.
That was. Drake had the theme going for that summer.
He did. But thank you. I admire you as well. So.
I really appreciate that. For sure. Just so the people know, yes, this is a weed and wine edition of this episode. So I just sparked up Pluto from the Three Times High brand. New brand coming out, black owned. Make sure you keep your lookout for that. We're also sipping on some exclusive liquor straight from Mexico, you know. And we'll have a little wine a little later. You know, our cameraman in the back go ahead already poured himself a glass, but we got a little wine as well. None of these, you know, brands have sponsored us, just, you know, for legal purposes and things of that nature. But that's right, go ahead, get down to it. And, you know, first question is, what's your definition of a hustler?
Well, my definition of a hustler, what first comes to mind is somebody that is like handling their own business, holding it down for themselves first so that they can help others as well. But that's what I think.
I feel that. Definitely feel that. So then that leads me to my next question. Would you consider yourself a hustler?
Oh yeah.
Facts. I'm glad you
did. I definitely consider myself a hustler. I think, of course, it's going to be variations to the definition of a hustler, but I think as you shared, you know, I am a leader. I do care about our community and definitely have been working on myself so I can, you know, continue to help others.
Yeah.
For sure.
Working on yourself how?
Being more consistent, you know. A lot of more self-care, just checking in with myself and always praying. Always.
Yeah.
Always praying.
Fast.
How else? Doing more things I enjoy, like you shared. I come from a family of educators, actually, so
yep.
It was always in my blood. I was trying to fight it, but I do enjoy assisting young women like us when we were in high school, just getting through their ACT, all that good stuff.
Not fun times.
Yes. So. It's definitely a lot of different sides to it, but just been working on myself a lot so that I can continue reaching my goals and inspiring others and helping others along the way. Definitely. Yeah.
Tell the people, you know, some of the stuff that you do. You wear so many hats, so I couldn't even, while I was trying to give the intro, I'm like, damn, I don't even know where to start, you know? But let the people know, you know, exactly, you know, all that you do, you know?
Oh, man.
If you can.
I was going to say, it is hard. I think right now, though, and I think I've been a little multifaceted because growing up as a military kid, my parents did expose me to so many different things. But I definitely would say right now my priority is being an educator in every sense of the way, but yeah, specifically education of your health, mind, body, and soul, you know.
Preach.
Definitely entertainment, because there is a definitely entertainment, because there is still positive music out there for us to be sharing and listening to, and like a lot of our ancestors, it's really a way to get that message out there, the page we need to be on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when you say that, can you elaborate a little more?
I was about to say, one of my favorite tracks, like Fight the Power, you know, Fight the Power That Be, or The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Like,
yeah.
That's a whole...
Before we was even thought of.
You know, anything by Nina Simone, you good. So yeah, definitely entertainment, because I am a DJ, you know, I do want to always keep the vibe right for our people. We got to keep our mind right.
Right.
Oh man, yes. And then I would say definitely a philanthropist. I definitely like supporting our businesses, and I'm working on getting to a place where I can be an investor and a sponsor for all the people I support, because a lot of things that hold us back are just finances.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So,
well, I can say, you know, from my own personal experience, and we touched on this a little bit in the car, for me, you've already been that, you know, you've already been an investor, you've already been a sponsor. You know, and just your support, just, you know, you being active on your socials, reposting, you know, the brand, yeah, purchasing, you know, you rocking our,
you know,
our newest, one of
so
our newest
French
releases,
it's,
you know,
so
our
French
leggings, you know, go ahead, you can stand up, show people, you know, don't be shy.
I guess I'll do a little quick. So these are the,
OG leggings.
Lifestyle,
yeah,
OG leggings,
yeah,
you know.
Facts.
I don't know if I should turn around, but yes. They're so comfortable, though.
Thank you, babe.
I knew, yes. I just always knew that, like we were saying, hustlers support other people, too. And
yeah,
so as soon as you mentioned it, especially because we're growing up in a time where we want to really pursue our passions as well as be great in other areas, so when you share with me how passionate you were about it, and you know, we both love purple, so
yeah,
I was already on board with everything was purple.
Yeah.
That's what it's
royalty.
That royalty.
Yeah.
You already
royalty
know what I'm gonna say.
Yep.
It's the royalty.
For sure. I got it tatted, you know.
I got the loyalty.
Yeah. We I'm already knowing.
So yes, definitely. But yes, all good things. But yeah, so it really just depends on when and where I am and
yeah,
how I can be a resource. That's what my brother says. Shout out KC Vibes. I am KC Vibes on all platforms. But
sure.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. That plug. I know y'all heard that plug.
Yeah, shameless plug.
Yeah.
He definitely shared that with me. He's another person that really motivates me and reminds me, like, everywhere we go, we have to be that light. So yeah, definitely tune in with my brother. But yeah, and hustlers, that's what I was trying to say earlier too. Hustlers keep hustlers around them. So we just,
wow, you know, that you know, for
you?
Someone like me, I'm glad you said that, because I've never said it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just in my nature. Like, I don't even think about it.
It's always,
you know,
been.
It's just something really is something my dad taught me, honestly. He always said, you know, be mindful of who you hang around. Yeah. Watch who you hang around. And so for me, I just made sure that either you leveling me up or we on the same level. You know what I mean? And even if we're not on the same level, I could be, you know, underneath you or vice versa, whatever the case may be. There's still something being learned there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so, I don't know. I've always, to be honest with you, it's hard for me to think of someone underneath me.
Correct.
You know, because I feel like we're all on equal, not playing fields, but it's kind of equal. You know what I mean? In some regards. Not everybody has their different circumstances. We didn't grow up the same or anything like that, but we're here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, it's like, we're on the same level in some form or fashion, you know. Yes, now there's still regards where I see you on a higher level than me, you know what I mean? That's what my admiration for you comes in, the regards of how you carry yourself and how you speak to what you do, you know, how you communicate, let people know what's real, you know. For just because for me, I've struggled with that, so I take a page out of your book, in a sense. Like when we're together, you know, I watch how you operate, because you do it so smoothly, you know, to me. You know, like, it's just for real, like. And I think I'm a smooth criminal, you know.
People be like, you're too cool, like.
I can't be anything else.
No,
you know what I mean. But that's what I mean in regards of, like, having, you know, somebody that's on another level, you know, a higher level than you or a lower level than you.
Okay.
Like, for me, I can see you as a higher level, or either equal. I'm not finna be like, oh, I got, you know, this up on them or something.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, it's,
I feel you.
I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. Like, and I think part of that is humility. You know,
yes.
I love to stay humble, to be 100%. Honest. Like,
it's
for
you.
Me, my humility is connected with God. Like, that's like, because I'm just dust in reality.
We are.
You know, in reality, I'm just dust. But he's given me a body. You know, he's given me a temple. When I was younger, that didn't dawn on me. And you've always been on that wave too. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm just glad you said that. I'm just glad you said that. Because that, I never said it.
Okay.
I've never said it.
No, I appreciate you. We here,
here
for sure. And I really appreciate what you say as well, because something I struggle with is just having genuine friendships and then being able to communicate how the relationship is. So people share their perspectives of me and I'll be like, because we all, of course, have different perspectives. That's probably my number one philosophy. You got it tatted on me. Like, perspective is everything.
Yeah.
And I just realized that, I mean, I always knew it, but in undergrad, it's when I was like, oh, all these cliche quotes are true. Like, life is short. And, you know what I'm saying? Go with the flow. And it's just,
it's so funny how I think when we're younger, our minds are so glued to certain things, you know. It's like limited to certain things. So even the smallest thing like that, like cliche saying or quotes, you're like, you know. But then when you get older, it's like, damn, but no, actually, you know, that's not really just a cliche. Like, it's real life, you know.
Exactly.
I'm That reminded me of a time, damn, and I just lost my train of thought.
That was the last part. Just like perspective is everything. That really helped me start to just appreciate more humility and build my relationship more with God, because that's what I'm here for. There's nothing else.
For sure. That's and that was my point. When you say perspective is everything, that's what I'm learning right now. Like, literally, that's what I'm learning right now, is being more mindful of my thoughts and my perspective and my thinking, and how what I speak will come true. What I believe in, you know,
it does,
will come true. And so, because I've battled, you know, depression, you know, all of my life, since I can remember anyway,
right.
I'm very, very cautious of my thoughts. Like, I'm still learning, you know, as it is,
every day.
But, man, the awareness. Just talking about this with my therapist today.
It's like,
awareness. Awareness.
That's the word.
It makes the difference. And I would say, and I could be wrong because I'm just learning now, but what I'm thinking is that the next step would be discernment. Because once you have the awareness, then you have to know which way to go.
Yes.
Basically, understanding the energies, because I think we all overthink.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so there's like, 100%. You know, yeah. And I used to think that I didn't overthink. That's the funny thing.
Oh, I always knew.
Yeah,
I always knew I was an overthinker. That's what I always told myself, that I was thinking too much. But
I feel you. Mm. Yeah. So, who or what motivates you then?
Ooh.
To keep, especially with you doing all the things that you do, you know what I mean? Like, how do you not get tired?
Oh.
Or do you get tired?
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired, boss. Most definitely. But yes, I mean, I will flex. I did just get my master's in biomedical science.
This
is life, flex.
Yes. And I don't think I was able to tell you congratulations in person. Mm-hmm. I think this is my first time. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So proud of you. You know, I already knew. I'm just waiting for the doctorate.
That's one thing I learned as far as like perspective. School for me is like a lifelong thing. Like I said, I already said. Sorry, I'm thinking about my one of my ancestors. So I'm getting in my feelings, but
it's okay. Take your time.
Yes. As I shared earlier, I am from a family of educators, so it's just like in my blood to always be learning. And I guess I don't want to flex, because like you said, there is still more for me to do, more goals that I have to attain.
Yeah.
And when it comes to education in our community, another reason why I decided to be an educator, there's so much criticism and so much pressure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that, all that, because it's always going to be there.
Right.
Education's always going to be there. So,
right.
Yes, I appreciate it. But, very, very grateful. To answer your question, I'm the oldest of four, so it was a lot of pressure to do well in school and my academics, And I just had to learn to like take the pressure off of myself because I'm more than capable.
Yeah.
And so that's what I always tell my students, like, you got this.
Yeah.
It might seem like a lot right now because there's, like you said, so much going on when we're younger, mm-hmm. and our minds were focusing on different things. Mm-hmm. I know I was never 100% able to focus in class when I was growing up, so I can imagine students now with all this technology.
But
my siblings definitely motivate me because we got each other, we all we got, you know, and we all have been blessed to really come from a rich culture, rich ancestry, just amazing ancestry. Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely who motivates me. When I get tired, I definitely sleep. sometimes I do roll a J, you know. I try and keep it to myself, keep it to the minimum, but to each their own, you know. I'm grown. Contrary to popular belief, I was born in the 90s, so.
Yeah,
definitely just take a break when I need to, like, give myself grace, but still try and be consistent, have that discernment you're talking about, and of course, pray.
Yeah.
I just talk to God. But yeah, I would say I just learned persistence is key, so I just be like, just don't give up. That's when you actually aren't successful, when you just stop altogether.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I have to watch my thoughts. I'd be so doubtful. Always second guessing myself. So
me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And I think part of me, you know, I know we're human.
Exactly. Like, I was gonna say it comes, the whole time. I was like, it's your hat too.
You know,
we're talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. The irony. Me wearing this tonight. I was having this conversation, but I love that about the ups and downs of life. It's like,
yeah
sometimes you have your downs and you like, you hate your downs, you know, but your ups are up, especially when you're being guided by him, you know, like when you are, because you already know you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's so.
Chosen one.
Yeah, it's. Exactly. Like, and you spoke on it earlier, your light, be a light. You know, that's something that I've also been trying to remind myself. I think sometimes when I get in rooms with certain people, I dim my light because I see their shine so bright. You know what I mean? And then I get in my head, I get in my own insecurities and things like that. But I also have been learning how to not do that. Like, no matter what room I step in, just be me. Just be my light. Don't shy away, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, still be, you know, the cool, you know, chill, like, me, but allow my light to shine a little bit more.
Because
I think I've just dimmed it too much.
Definitely.
You know, like, I'm at this big girl age now, and it's like,
big girl.
You know,
no.
Why am I still doing that? You know, like, I have proved to myself a lot of things, you know, fuck everybody else, but to myself, like, so I step into that more, you know what I mean? Like, so I totally, man, everything you were saying, there was something else. I'm like, the kids these days, cause you see more firsthand than I do. Like, the students of today's age, What do you think? And I'm glad to see this is why I love God, because I'm glad I have friends in all type of professions, you know, yes. Because I can ask these kind of questions. And I would like to ask you, what do you think of the diagnosis of kids in certain, you know, because I'm just, you know, because you're speaking on health.
Am I supposed to be honest?
Yeah, like this is us. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is us. So, yeah, I definitely want you to be honest. Like,
you said the diagnosis of kids.
Yeah, and just in, like, the learning disabilities and things like that. Because I feel like there's so many now. And I don't know if they're just trying to put a name on it or if it's really because of, like, today's times and what's all the technology. Because I mean, like, it seems like even when people have babies, like, immediately they know a phone,
right?
Like, they'll know what a phone is before they know how to spell their name,
right?
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, I remember growing up, the phone was on either on the wall or it was on in the kitchen on the counter somewhere, or you had one in mom and daddy's room.
Yeah.
I didn't have no phone though, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like that was something. Even TV, I had a TV in my room. I had a TV and a VCR and everything. But it was the big back, you know, like, that's, and I had true. That, I had that TV all my life.
That's true.
All my life. Like, up until the point I left for school. Yeah. Like, that was my TV. And then my sister got a flat screen like that.
Right.
I was like, what kind of, like, y'all couldn't get me one a long time? Like, the buttons don't work on the front of this
home. For real.
You know?
For real. Definitely.
But yeah, so what are your thoughts on that? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, do you think it's, yeah, them, like, just labeling it, just putting whatever they want on it, or do you think, like, it really is something serious? I think it's serious, period. Right. I don't want to say serious, but like, you think it's something deeper than that,
right? So yes, again, what we said earlier, I just want to put this disclaimer out there, you know, perspective is everything. So of course every educator is going to have a different experience. I've been a tutor for over 8 years, and I primarily tutor middle school and high school students. So working with them, I think that it's primarily the diet and the exposure to cellular devices at such a young age. So it's a lot.
Yeah,
but
because I want to get into the diet.
Yeah, but like the simplest explanation that a lot of people are aware of is like the blue light, you know, just how that, how much your screen time, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how much that affects you in a day is one way to look at it. But like you were saying, we probably didn't really have cell phones till we were maybe 15.
Yeah.
So we have less exposure. But nowadays they have exposure, like you're saying, 6 months old.
Yeah.
So that's a completely different way that your brain is responding and that you're interacting with the rest of the outside world. So then that, you know, affects our attention span, right?
Right.
A lot of the marketing and advertisement, I'm sure you see, they're like, you got a split second to get someone's attention.
Yes.
That's, I think it's just with the times, you know, like you're saying, we used to have VCRs.
Right.
You know, our peoples had the Amtraks. So I think it's just like how the times are going.
Yeah.
We're definitely, I say this all the time, like, we're in the science fiction now, you know? We're in LA.
Damn! I didn't think about that.
I just seen a Red Bull robot just, like, rolling down the street. So I guess if you stop it, you can, like, buy the Red Bull. Yeah, and, like, tap
what?
It. Yeah, it was just rolling
just
by.
Just rolling?
I was almost spooked, like.
Damn.
But, you know,
I've been seeing the videos, but I haven't seen anything in person other than, like, I remember when my homeboy James had a little robot vacuum, and it just went on its own. And that was the first like robot I saw, and I was like, what the fuck? But it was cool. I still thought it was cool.
That, you know, the drones. I think there's been like the little robot dogs. It's just, You know, we're easing into it. Wow. We were already talking about Teslas earlier. Those self-drive, that's a form of a robot or AI. There's so many different. So, yeah, that's another thing,
I'm gonna watch
too,
iRobot.
You know? Yeah. It's a lot changing and evolving. So, I think the attention span is different, but I also think, you know, the education system does need to be improved in a magnitude of ways. Where we are.
Such as? What's your top three? Because I know it's so many.
Commercial break. Time out. Top three ways. Wow. Top three ways.
Oof. Yeah, if you was to change, if somebody gave you the opportunity to change the school system in three ways automatically, would you?
Three day weeks, maybe four day weeks. Mm. Some schools do that, or some schools have a half day, one day a week. So integrating more of that. I think the hybrid setting period is actually the most, what's the word?
Effective?
Yes, thank you. The most effective. I guess you can call it integrative learning, getting outside of the classroom, learning outside of the classroom, traveling to more than just the same museums or the same zoos all the time.
So abroad?
Yes, most definitely abroad. Mm-hmm. And the third thing would be, you know, just the funding. Of course, everyone now needs to be getting paid more, but definitely teachers and educators.
Yeah.
And actually, and just as a subcategory to the funding, we need to do a lot more background checks for these educators, because some of
I'm so glad you said that, because that's
psych evaluations or something, because
wow, you say even psych. Yeah. See, I haven't even thought about that. I was just thinking more of a criminal, you know, their history, you know, what I mean, school history, because even though, you know, you're your adult age or whatever, and you've been in school so long ago, still, I think that matters when it comes to you being in teaching in the school.
Yeah,
you know, what exactly, because you're a model.
Exactly,
you're a model for the students. So I'm so glad that you said that. But you said psych, yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes, it's so much. So
yeah,
as of today, you know, 2023, those would be the top
the
ones.
Yeah.
But just more resources for them.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and I would say that needs to be across the board. What infuriates me, you know, the most is that our young black boys and girls and brown and just poverty, period. Right. You know what I mean? Just leaving them with shit.
I was about to say public schools.
Public. Yeah, there you go.
There are schools with resources, but
right. Public schools. Because I was saying this with my fiance the other day. I was like, public school is trash.
Oh,
I was like, it's the absolute trash.
Fiance.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm used to saying it now.
As you should be.
Public school is trash, because there's been a couple instances. We were just having conversations or whatever. And he knows something, just knows it.
Right.
Whereas for me, and we went to the same school.
Right.
We went to the same school, was in a lot of the same classes and stuff. You know, so I'm like, I didn't get that like you got that when we learned it, you know what I mean? And
there was one specific thing that happened, and I was like, yeah, see, whoever my teacher was did not make sure I actually understood that, because right. I get it now, right. But when I was taught it in the school, I was like, no, it went completely over my head. Yeah. Like, to the point where I grew up as an adult thinking something totally different, mm-hmm. you know? And there was another instance that I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but it was, yeah, I was like, it was just trash. It was right. just ass. It was right. just ass. I do feel like I learned something once I went to college, mm-hmm. though. But again, I had to leave my hometown.
Right.
You know, and
definitely recommend.
Yeah, and I do too. I as well. Is at least one semester.
Yeah.
Like, I just,
you can always go back.
You can always go back. But yeah, and school's not from everybody either. No. I just saw this post the other day on my LinkedIn where it was talking about trade school. How yes. They need to normalize people going to trade school and not being like ashamed for it versus a 4-year university or something like that. And I reposted because I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I tell people all the time, trade school is just equivalent to going to college or the military. Exactly. Like, there's other options as well. Like,
exactly.
you don't, but even for us, you know, people who look like us, that half the time they're not hearing it.
Right.
And if they are hearing it, they're only hearing it to a certain extent, and it might be because they're testing above or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember being in St. Louis when I believe, you know, I was basically bored in my classes, and my parents were trying to get them to let me skip a grade, right. and they wouldn't let me. But when I went to Illinois, got into school, I ended up getting into honors when yeah. I was in middle school. Because I was doing, to be honest with you, I don't even know why. Because I was pissed. I was pissed when it happened. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I remember, you know, coming home, my mom was like, you know, I was doing honors classes, like, the next semester or whatever, you know, next half of the year or whatever. And I was like, I don't want to. And she was like, what are you going to, type of thing. And I was like, but all my friends, you know, are in these classes. I want to stay with my friends, type of thing.
Right.
And of course it worked out. It was, you know, the best thing that happened to me in regards of like my education and things like that. But as an adult, hindsight, thinking about it, you know, when I have children, mm-hmm. what I want to do them like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. It is a lot. It is a lot. And there's so many, what do you call it?
Variables?
Like, okay. Variables. That's a great, great word. You know, just variables to the school system. The system, period.
Yeah.
And now I understand that as well. Now that I'm older. You know, when I was younger, I was hearing about, you know, the system, you know, the white man and his system,
right.
type of thing. And it's like, oh, I get it, you right. know? Like, there's a lot of systems.
There's so many.
You know, but I get why it's just, like, the system, because it does all operate together.
It works.
And,
yep.
yeah, not for us.
No.
You
no.
know? Do you think, do you think we need?
I just want to clarify. I just mean like a system works, and so you were saying. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I get what you're saying.
So,
but I'll okay.
My science brain will be like, you know, the nervous system.
Yeah,
it's the word is a synonym for. I just want to clarify because yeah,
okay.
that kind of sounded different.
Okay.
Sorry, my
bad. No, you're good. You're good. So okay. Do you have a motto or a quote or something that you live by? I know you mentioned earlier perspective is everything, but right. anything else, or is that it?
No, I think I love that. I think right now I always say, like, new day, new opportunity. Just so I can keep a fresh mindset and not let doubt overwhelm me or,
I actually love that about your page. Like, I actually started saying it to myself now, you know, believe it or not, because it helps me as well. Like, I feel like a restart, you know, it's like how you restart the game, you know, or something. So for me, it's like, okay, it's a new day, you know, like, whatever happened yesterday, that was yesterday. Today is today. So how is today gonna go, you know? And being very intentional.
Yes.
Very intentional on that. 'Cause I think it's so hard to slip into, every thought is not your thought. You know? And I'm learning that as well, too.
Yes, that's really hard for me.
Yeah, and, you know, it all goes to what we watch, what scrolling, you know. I had to change a lot of what I was looking at.
Right.
You know, on my socials. Like, what was my timeline showing? You know what I mean? That change, though, I felt a lot better. Okay. You know, I felt a lot better in the sense of, like, what I was consuming.
Exactly.
You know.
That's part of your day.
Yeah. And when you said, I'm glad you just brought that up, because I wanted to touch on diet. And earlier when you brought it up, I was thinking more of nutrition.
Yes.
Like food and, you know, what we're eating and things like that, because I've become more cautious of that. One, because of my mom and my sister, they completely changed their whole diet, stopped eating meat, and pretty much are vegan now. And I was like, when they first did, I was like, I'm not doing that. doing that, man. Now, and they've been doing it, I don't know, almost 5 years, I feel or something like that. They've been doing it for a while. And one of my college roommates, Jazz, she's vegan, you know. Well, she's not vegan, but she don't eat meat. All of them are like, I don't know, it just, I can tell the difference, you know. And because of them, I've tried all type of plant-based, you know, things, like everything, and I'm like, actually, this, like, there was this one burger I had that was an Impossible Burger. It tasted better than the actual burger, you know. Like, it tasted like a burger, but I didn't feel groggy afterwards, and that's what I liked about it the most. Like, I didn't feel like I just want to take a nap, you know what I mean, type of thing. So that was the first time I really was like, I just kept that in the back of my head. Like, I definitely didn't tell my mom or my sister or anything. I guess they'll know once this comes out, whatever. I guess I'll have that conversation with them then. I already know my sister's, probably gonna be pressuring me. Anyway, but it just made me just be more cautious of what I was eating.
Right.
And how often, and just that kind of stuff. And now I'm like, I've been thinking about it. But I mostly eat chicken, so I'm just like, where do I even start? Like, other than, you know, I guess getting the plant-based chicken or whatever. But I don't know any other options. But I don't know. It's one, I don't know if he's, you know, I haven't told him that I've been thinking about this or anything. Talking about Josh. So that's a whole nother deal too, because it's our household, so it's not like I can just up and decide we're not eating meat anymore. You know, type of thing. But I don't know. I've definitely been thinking about it. But when you said diet, you were meaning something else, not just nutrition.
Yes, I definitely think nutrition, like, number one.
Yeah.
And then also, like you were saying, the social media, the music we listen to, and even just how we talk to each other, it's a lot of small things we could change. And specifically for a diet, you know, I really just try and share, like you said, about our awareness for what we're eating. It's not to, you know, force people or neglect our culture or anything like that, because it's okay to try new things. Tabitha Brown is the first person who I heard say that. She was like, we feel like if we're changing and doing something better, that we're leaving it behind, but we can evolve and not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of my favorite shirts. Go shop the Forever Evolving shirt for the Hustler Lifestyle.
Right on. Thank you. Yeah. Another plug. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, as soon as you dropped the picture of it, I was like, I'm copping that. I was like, yes.
That is my favorite shirt right now.
That's another thing that's always in my mind, like, just forever evolving. You know, we both love Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues. That's like a synonym to me. So, I think those are, and I think this is why people joke about when people say, you know, Grand Rising or whatever the case may be, because it's just how we speak to each other.
Yeah.
So when we say forever evolving, you know, that's helping think forward. When we say the melanin's dripping or we dripping melanin, that's, you know, building us up and making us feel better. So it's, even if it's the little things that make us laugh, that's still, laughter is medicine in itself.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I think that's why part of me, I wasn't a fan of them trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. Hell, because I'm just like, we're supposed to laugh at the things that make us uncomfortable. To me, I think that is a comedian's job, is to make you laugh without you even realizing. You know what I'm saying?
And I think people forget the art of comedians.
Yeah.
I think people have forgotten that because of how social media is. Anyone can make you laugh, but that doesn't make you a comedian.
Yeah.
And someone actually told me that the other day, and I was like, wow, I never thought about it.
That's true.
Respected comedians for their comedy, but I never thought about, you know, how much it does overlap. And so, yeah, you definitely...
That's a really good statement too, because I like that people are able to use social media to make that money, especially how comedians are getting able to be put on now, you know, during their different skits and things like that. Like, because that, I mean, that's coming from your mind anyway, you know, and it's no different than Issa Rae and her YouTube, you know.
Shout out
Issa Rae. And like, I love Issa Rae. Like,
yeah, we love
just
Issa.
Seeing, you know, being a fan that's and a seeing hustler. How she operates, you know what I'm saying? Yes, like that for real, a hustler. Probably one of my favorites going on right now, you know, black women, like, that's just doing the damn thing. And steady coming with it too.
Steady.
You know, I can't wait for the new rap shit. Mm-hmm. But like, just the greatest hustle of all time.
I would say the greatest hustle of all time would be my parents. Really all my ancestors, but just because I wouldn't be here without them. And the amount of knowledge I've already been able to have access to is phenomenal. So I'm really grateful for all they have done for me.
That's dope. That's really dope. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually put me like in a trance, because I had to. I originally was gonna say Kobe.
Kobe.
No.
The legends never die, though.
Yeah, exactly.
The legends never die.
Never die. But when you said that, it made me think about my parents. And yeah, my dad is like definitely the greatest hustler of all time. You know, like, when I really think about it, right. You know, like, took that moment to think about it, it's like, yeah, it's like, no. And my mother, too, because mm-hmm. she did her damn thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, and just, I mean, you made me think about myself, you know, mm-hmm. like, the knowledge that they did give me, which I did not get at public school.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for them, you know, I wouldn't be so hip. I wouldn't have been able to move how I moved during school. Yeah. Like, yeah, like that, like, my mom just getting me hip on going to school for free, you know,
yeah.
and really doing that, like, actually seeing that shit play out.
Yeah.
Was like, damn, like, yeah. Wow, like, okay, it's like really possible. She I had to that. Work my ass off, yes. You know, to yes. do it, but it's definitely possible. And I can't wait to see, you know, all of it unfold for my sister with her going, yes. You know, this fall. It's so crazy of me, like, even saying that.
Right.
Like, I can't even believe it. Like, she'll be 19 in October. Right. And I'm like,
they grow so fast.
What? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. As soon as she was, like, 12, like, 9 and 12.
Yeah.
I remember those two ages. And then, of course, you know, 13, 16.
It's different.
You know? Yeah. It totally hits different because, like, I remember helping change her diapers. Did I take the light?
Yeah. I definitely was changing diapers too. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, changing
but
diapers.
But yeah, you know, little stanky booty.
Right. All of that.
But, like, seeing her become her own woman is, like, amazing to me. Like, and I love being her big sister because, like, that's my sister. Like, same. Can't nobody else say that. You know what same. I mean? Like, you can, like, she has her, you know, her sisters at her dance studio and stuff like that. And, like, I joke around, like, you know, dang, you know, I'm being replaced right. type of thing or whatever. And that's just me being my feelings or whatever. Because I'm a big sister. my bad. I get to see it up close. I get to see it up close. A whole different perspective than anybody else. And did you watch the Dear Mama on Hulu?
No, not yet.
Definitely check it out. And when you do, we gonna have to rap. But Afeni Shakur, her sister, said it in the doc.
Okay.
You know, of just, you know, her being grateful that she gets to tell her story, you know, mm-hmm. type of thing. Mm-hmm. And when she said it, it just made me think of my sister. But I'm always thinking of her.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm enjoying her growing up because, especially now that she's getting older, because now I can get to really ask the questions that I want to ask, you know? That's and really get to know her on a different level.
That's what I like as well. Yeah.
And I'm excited, like, She's about to have her own apartment, you know. Like, I'm excited to really get to kick it with her on that level, because I, to be honest, I've always waited for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I always knew that was coming. I was like, you know, when that time comes, that's when it's all gonna hit, you know. And I still believe that. I think it's not as at the pace that I would like, but I think it's getting there, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I really enjoy just being a big sister in general.
Yes.
It has its pressures or whatever, but
yeah.
I wanted a little brother. So grateful I got a little sister. thank you, Jesus. And I love her to death. Yeah. You know, I would even if I would have got the brother, he would have got on my damn nerves.
Yeah.
But still the same. You know, but yeah, I'm so glad. Thank you.
I don't know why I keep putting it there.
Yeah. Was it, let me ask you this as a big sister. Was you scared at first?
No.
Or nervous?
No, I was excited.
Yeah.
I was excited. And then she was mean to me.
What?
Yeah, she came out the room beefing.
Dang.
Yeah, we joke about it all the time.
What she have against you? What'd you do? Was you saying, was you talking smack when she was in the womb?
No.
Or something?
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it was. We're just different.
Yeah,
we're just different. So we had to learn how to be yin and yang to each other, and now inseparable.
Yeah. That's why I got the yin and yang padded for my sister, because I feel like she's the yin to my yang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're so different, but. Yeah, when we're together, it's like me and her. You know what I mean? Like, you're definitely rocking for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's all love.
Yeah, it's all love, indeed.
I would like to thank DJ 2 Millie once again for coming out, taking the time to just record a typical conversation between us two. Really enjoy that conversation. I hope you hustlers who have been listening to this episode, I hope you enjoyed and got some of those gems that was dropped during that conversation. This is our fourth episode, so we have one more episode, the season finale for season one. We started off calling this podcast the Hustler Lifestyle Conversations, but we've transitioned since then to the title of Confessions of a Hustler. So the last episode will be just a conversation with our founder, me, Nylove, as I just kind of go over the things that I've learned within this first year of my entrepreneurship, of starting my brand. And so, yeah, so thanks again to DJ 2 Millie. Thanks again to Mr. Worldwide being our first guest, DJ 2 Millie being our second guest. I appreciate those who listen to the prelude and the interlude episodes that were poems to just kind of keep you guys motivated and inspired, and looking forward to dropping our final and season finale episode soon. So keep a lookout, and as always, remember that you have the ability to create generational wealth and hustle to make your dream a reality. Peace.